Sitka's response to the government shutdown began with free sandwiches. In December, Edith Johnson of Our Town Catering heard that the government shutdown was imminent and federal employees might not be receiving a paycheck.
You know, my heart just went out to the families because it's, you know, Sitka's an expensive place to live, and so many people live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, while they will be getting paid eventually, I mean, it doesn't help with the situation now.
So Johnson posted on her business's Facebook page. Coast Guard employees would receive a discount, and if they couldn't pay, Johnson would take IOUs. Greg Dahl, branch manager at AC Lakeside, saw Johnson's post and was inspired.
So that was really kind of got the marbles moving in my head. It's like, okay, you know, that's really neat. Hopefully we all can kind of pitch in.
But Dahl didn't think it would last this long. Then the shutdown continued and continued.
And I was like, okay, you know, we need to do something so her friends and neighbors can, you know, still put food on the table. So we're offering kind of like an AC credit card, zero interest for 30 days. So after you get your bill, you have 30 days with no interest. If the furlough goes on longer, you can very well extend that.
Since the shutdown began in December, many businesses in Sitka have offered free or reduced cost services or are allowing federal employees to defer payment, from uniform repairs at Sewing Solutions to deferred payment for classes at Sitka Studio of Dance. Alps Federal Credit Union is offering small loans at zero interest. Local governments are stepping in, too. The Sitka Assembly will consider a motion at its meeting on January 22nd to waive the late fee on utility payments for those affected by the shutdown. And Sitka Tribe of Alaska Chair Kathy Hope Erickson says STA has opened up its food pantry to federal employees, regardless of whether they're tribal citizens.
To receive that is you go to the 110 American Street office for Sitka Tribe, and you just bring in your government ID badge or other proof of federal employment, and you can pick up some food there. And it's a really well-supplied food pantry, so I'd encourage anybody who is eligible to come in.
She says they're also offering a small amount of financial assistance to tribal citizens who are federal employees. Roger Hames, chairman of Hames Corporation, says his main store, C-Mart, is offering a line of credit to customers who can't pay on a case-by-case basis.
Each person that has a need like this, that is affected directly by the by no paycheck or a little paycheck from the government, that they contact the store director or the assistant store director, Grant or Andrew, at C-Mart, and we will handle each case accordingly. You know, this is it's really unfortunate that this has all come to pass. You know, the people that are affected really had nothing to do with the government shutdown, but they're the ones that are being affected, and it's unfortunate. You know, both political parties can take blame in this, and I hate to see this. The smaller the community, probably the more the impact.
AC Lakeside's Dahl says the paycheckless effect could ripple throughout Sitka's economy.
Oh, certainly. You know, it's going to have a big effect, and not just on the grocery stores, but the whole Sitka economy, really. If there's not, one of the biggest employers isn't paying their employees here in Sitka, yeah, that's going to have a pretty negative effect on everybody.
As for whether or not these discounts are sustainable, Edith Johnson says it doesn't matter. They'll continue offering food in exchange for IOUs until the shutdown ends, though she doesn't know when that will be.
Absolutely, yep. They take care of us, so we're going to take care of them.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.